you did there. All right, let's get serious now. Saw an article this week about the LA Times owner wants to take the newspaper public in the next year amid reports that the Times lost $50 million last year. Lost $50 million. And it got me thinking about what is the future of newspapers. Then last night, I got an email with the latest survey about local television, and the RTDNA Newhouse School at Syracuse University survey found that there are now just 695 local television stations in the nation providing any local news at all. That's down from 711 just 2 years ago. So I asked Christopher Drew to join us. He is an LSU journalism professor. Good morning, Christopher. How you doing?
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I'm good, but I'm a little concerned about the future of local news, more than news in general, but really the future of news in general with this massive shrinking of audiences that we're seeing for newspapers and local news, with more and more people getting what they consider to be news from their social media feeds and alerts on their smartphones from who knows who. What is, if you were a doctor kind of analyzing the health of local news right now, how healthy is it?
It's a pretty grim situation. You can imagine, you know, when I was a kid growing up in New Orleans, we subscribed to the Times-Picayune, and my dad would come home and he would bring the state's item, the afternoon paper, with it was printed in green or orange, the covers. And even as a kid, I would grab it and devour the sports section and the comics. But today, you know, people want to be on digital. They don't want the newsprint. But it's part of a cosmic change. If you go back to late 80s, 90s, since then, newspaper circulation, including digital as well as print, has dropped by two-thirds. The number of journalists in the country, local journalists, has dropped by 75%. A third of the counties in the U.S. really don't have any full-time journalists, and another third have fewer than 10 journalists in the whole county.
Wow. Subscriptions are down two-thirds, and that includes people who view the newspaper's content online. And the number of local journalists at any level down by 75%.
75%, and that's just since about 2000. Think about, you know, what we faced in the journalism industry, and listeners can think about how their own habits have changed. But just since the late mid-90s, we've had the internet come in. We've had smartphones. We've had social media. Now we have AI. Google and Facebook have been getting all the ad revenue that used to go to newspapers, either in print or even on digital, because people search for stories or search for topics, and the ad revenue goes to Google and Facebook. And now with AI, the AI searches basically don't bring any traffic to the newspaper websites. They just scoop up the answers and give them to people.
Yeah, we've been actually talking about that here. That's a real concern now with, let's just say Google is the primary example, the largest search engine. Folks now can ask Google's AI anything, and the accuracy may or may not be there, and they are very open about that. But most people now, they're not going to click a link to go read an actual story in an actual website. They're just going to read what AI tells them is the answer to their question about whatever the news topic is that they're curious about. And that's scary.
Exactly.
Because if people don't click through to websites, and the websites don't get page views, then the websites don't make money. And if they don't make money, at some point, can they continue to operate?
Right. No, they can't. And, you know, we've lost so many reporters. You know, we've lost so many areas, don't even cover the school board meetings, barely cover the local governments for people to know what to do. I mean, there's a lot of sports heavy coverage because that's where readers are. Readers, younger readers, go to TikTok for news, and influencers, and you know, on Facebook, you know, we all know it's a mess. I mean, the society is so fragmented, and with all the partisanship, studies show people go seek out opinions that are their own. So in terms of trying to get to some common sense of community and some facts we could agree on, which was kind of the role of journalism for so many decades, it's a very difficult situation.
We're talking with LSU journalism professor Christopher Drew. When we come back, I'll ask him, all right, if the picture is bleak and these numbers are showing dwindling consumption of local news, dwindling numbers of people producing local news, what does the future look like? How much time do newspapers and local television news have to continue to operate in any way, shape, or form? And how has the huge number of stations now owned and newspapers now owned by singular companies, there's just a few companies that seem to own everything now, influence that, with it seeming that the focus is more on profits and making shareholders happy than actually providing news coverage? We'll continue the conversation after this check on WWL Traffic. 16 more TV stations stopped doing any local news in the U.S. over the last 2 years. It was just reported that the L.A. Times lost $50 million just last year. Overall, newspapers have lost two-thirds of their consumption, whether you're holding a paper or reading it digitally on a device. And the number of journalists in America has dropped by 75%. Christopher Drew, an LSU journalism professor who studies these things, is joining us this morning here on WWL. And Professor, what does the future look like of local news, given what you're telling us?
Well, by maybe not by choice, but the news industry is becoming more and more focused on nonprofit operations and just trying to break even. I mean, people in New Orleans, Baton Rouge, around Lafayette, Shreveport, we're lucky in a sense. The Times-Picayune, the Advocate, John George's only demands that they break even. He's not trying to make a profit. So compared to a lot of local papers out there, we still have pretty good coverage in New Orleans, Baton Rouge, and the other cities.
As far as we know, are they breaking even?
Yes. Well, he insists on it. And so they can only expand a certain amount, but I think they still have 50, 60 journalists in New Orleans, which is a great number for a lot of metro areas. And they've been very successful at The Advocate, reaching out to big foundations to supplement the money that they have to operate with and to do investigative reporting. So in other areas, I mean, there are newspaper chains that have been bought up by hedge funds, and they just slash, slash, slash to where there's hardly anybody in the newsroom. And some of the news is sent in from other states and regional headquarters. And, you know, you can barely find anybody to talk to at the news outlet. So we're fortunate here. We have the Louisiana Illuminator covering state government in Baton Rouge, a nonprofit that's largely run by former Times-Picayune political.
So over the next generation, will we still have any kind of newspapers and local TV, do you think, 20, 25 years down the road?
We'll keep shifting to digital. I mean, I think we'll still have some local TV. It's like the national TV, you know. We had the three broadcast networks and nothing else, and then cable came in, and we have CNN, Fox, and MSNBC. The audience is fragmented. I think we'll still have local news, but, you know, local news, TV news has always been kind of a bare bones, too heavily crime-focused, you know, simple kind of thing. I think it's going to have to evolve if it wants to compete for readers and viewers.
How much has the conglomeration of these big companies owning all of the local TV stations, owning the newspapers, owning the radio stations as well, impacted all of this?
Well, it's hurt. And, you know, some of them are just kind of out to strip operations down in terms of people and make more money. And the problem is, once you strip down the number of reporters, editors, whatnot, then your product is has less to offer people as well, and you could get into this vicious downhill cycle. But, you know, when people have so many other options on their phone, they can watch movies, live sports, whatever, there's such a competition for people's attention. That's all contributed to the decline in the interest in news.
Professor Drew, we appreciate your joining us here on WWL and at least shedding some light on this. I don't know that the future is very bright, but at least we have an idea of what's to come. And unfortunately, so many people rely on their social media feeds to provide them what they think is news, but it really is not vetted and investigated and what news used to be. We appreciate you joining us here on WWL. I'm Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker. Coming up next, Commissioner Mike Strain joins us. We'll talk about what this means that Japan is opening things up to more trade for U.S. grown goods and why are beef prices the highest ever and still climbing. We'll talk about that after the news on WWL.